You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about home.
Home means different things to all of us. Home can be the house you grew up in, a quiet spot in the woods, or right beside your favorite person. For Milo Lee of Appleton, defining her home is complicated. She shares her story as part of the Home Is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home.
Home is a hard concept for me. I was born in a refugee camp. I was in the Bang Vi Nai Holding Center in northeastern Thailand. So home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been an address or location. The awareness of what home is has always been associated with a feeling of safety. There are a few things that remind me of home. The first is the smell of traditional Hmong black chicken boiled with mong chua. This herb bundle includes lemongrass, joe pie weed, Okinawa spinach, and mugwort, among the many other Hmong traditional herbs. As a young child, this earthy smell greeted me many early mornings and comforted me many late evenings. My immigrant Hmong parents had taken refuge from the American War in Vietnam and eventually made central Wisconsin their new home. One of their chosen professions was ginseng farming. Therefore, I was a ginseng farmer. During the early summer mornings, I would be greeted with the smell of boiled chicken and herbs for breakfast, because according to my parents, farming is real work and I needed real food. My family's WIC-approved cereal was only good for learning at school. At the age of 7, I was manually removing large rocks from untilled acres of farmland in preparation of the land being tractor-tilled for ginseng crops. Once the ginseng plants were seeded and emerged from their hay beds, I worked every day. I would pull wild violets, goosegrass, creeping charlie, and crabgrass weeds underneath the aluminum mesh net that created shade for the ginseng plants. After a long day of farming, most evenings my mom would add more water, salt, and black pepper and reheat the boiled chicken for dinner. I always felt safe eating this dish. I felt safe adding more black pepper or asking for red chilies to spice up my dish. Still, one of my favorite dishes is home-cooked white jasmine rice with hot black chicken boiled with chua. There's another thing that makes me feel instantly at home, and that's when I hear Wisconsin Public Radio. The early dark morning rides to the ginseng fields were often long. I always liked listening because I never feared having to speak back. As a dual language child who had a stammer and stutter, conversations scared me. Conversations scared me because I was unsure of how much of myself I would share, if my words would come out right if I did want to share, and lastly, would I matter? Wisconsin Public Radio allowed me to be safe, to be part of the conversation by listening and learning. As Hmong refugees, my mom and dad often listened to WPR because of the weekly Hmong public radio. Every radio in the house, ginseng field, and car was defaulted to Wisconsin Public Radio in fear of missing the Saturday Hmong program. The Hmong program was special to me because I was able to hear Hmong conversations by Hmong people. This was something I did not see on television or at school. Home is a hard concept for me. It may be because I was born in a refugee camp. It may be because I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops. Home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been a physical address or location. Home is where I am safe.
Milo Lee of Appleton is a cultural and engagement strategist with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Her story is part of the Home Is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made up of 6 media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. More information can be found at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.